what was it that that piqued your interest and led you to take a look at rates of enlistment by county?
Well, I cover the military for the newspaper, and one of the things that we've really been interested in the last couple of years is essentially where the military force is coming from. And so for us, it was just a chance to kind of really initially began is taking a look at within our own state and Illinois, which we also cover as well, you know, where were the recruits coming from? And just when we started looking at it, we were kind of curious about some of the numbers and began looking nationally as well. And then where some have done studies in the past on active Army recruits, we weren't familiar with anybody that had actually looked at the entire U.S. Army, including the reserves and the Guard. And so we essentially got the information from the Department of Defense in database form and crunched the numbers. And, you know, much to my surprise, you know, Menominee County, Wisconsin came out, you know, real close to the top, second only to a county in Kansas that's home to the 1st Infantry Division. So to me, it was, you know, kind of a shock as well to learn that, you know, the most recruits on a per capita basis came out of what was essentially a county that was an Indian reservation.
Yeah, and when that name popped up, Menominee County, Wisconsin, did that register anything with you initially? I mean,
had no idea at all. Had never heard of the Menominee tribe. Didn't know anything about it. And actually, what I began doing then was when we identified the counties, I began just looking at census data information about the makeup of the county, because traditionally, what we had found was, you know, Army recruits tend to come from counties with low economic indicators, you know, low educational attainment levels and stuff. And that was the case in Menominee as well. But, you know, the thing that stood out about Menominee that was different from most of the others was that it was, you know, 98% Native American. And that just really intrigued me. And so I began sort of looking into that aspect of it and found that there's a whole rich history, you know, involving the Native American culture and their warrior tradition, and found out that really this isn't atypical at all in the Native American community.
No, it's certainly not. And did you actually go up to Keshena then?
Yeah, I did. I traveled up there and spent a few days meeting with a lot of the locals and talking to tribal leaders and some of the young kids and some of the veterans and some of those who work with the veterans, just trying to get an understanding of sort of the types of things that went into their decisions to join the military. And, you know, it's much to my surprise, again, it was very much less about the economics, although that was certainly a factor. But when you talk to the people, whereas you talk to people in a lot of the communities that we visited that had high rates, economics was typically the first thing that they mentioned about their decision to enlist. When you went to Menominee, it was rarely mentioned. Instead, what was mentioned, and I think the tribal chairperson had the best comment about that, which was these kids grow realizing that the people that we sing songs and write stories about are the warriors of our you know, culture. And so that there's that rich tradition that I think they feel from a very young age to pursue, and that's what I found. So,
and you also there is obviously, as for veterans generally in the larger population as well, there can be a downside to service in a combat zone.
Absolutely, and that was another thing that I was really unaware of, but the Department of Veterans Affairs has done many studies on the issue of Native Americans in service, and although they haven't yet done any in-depth studies on folks returning from Afghanistan and Iraq, the studies on Native American veterans from Vietnam show that they suffer post-traumatic stress disorder at rates that are far higher proportion than the rest of the population. And, you know, there's a variety of factors that play into that as well. But, again, it does go back to sort of the Native American traditions how the experience of combat goes against many of the spiritual and cultural aspects of Native American society. So a lot of Native Americans have problems readjusting with things that they encounter while they're in service. discrimination to acts of violence against civilian populations, all those kinds of things, you know, seem to strike a deeper chord in some cases with the Native American community.
Phil, I appreciate your perspective on this. I thought it was an interesting story. I guess just anything in closing you think particularly relevant here that we should touch on?
No, not that I can think of. I just, it was a very interesting story to work on, and the people there, were really great and good help. I was as surprised as anybody to find out that it was true. But I will say that, obviously the Native Americans are extremely proud about their military service. And, as a person who's not intimately familiar with the Native American population, I think it's something that most Americans simply don't know. That some of our greatest contributors to the American military are Native Americans.